preachers are always looking for ways to present a lesson which will capture and retain the attention of their students. Now, modern teachers will often use examples to achieve this result, and they'll often use a sports analogy. Take a baseball game, and they'll talk about the stats of the various players and how by utilizing these stats they can more or less get a handle on the outcome of the game. And then they relate that to a math problem. So it kind of makes a stick in the minds of the students. Now Jesus, the great teacher, used parables. And he chose to word his parables in the context of the life his listeners were familiar with. Now Jesus lived in a time of subsistence farmers and herdsmen, with a very few rich landowners who had slaves and servants to farm their property. The parable in today's gospel would be easy for his listeners to understand. And you know, even a 21st century farmer would still find it easy to understand. Farming in the time of Jesus was a hardscrabble business. The biblical farmer faced all the problems of the modern farmer. Weather, pests, weeds. And you know, there was no federal crop insurance or federal aid in case of crop failure. In today's gospel, the farmer had an additional hazard. An enemy who sabotaged the crop by planting weed seeds over the wheat. Now, to put this in perspective, we need to know more about this weed. The weed seeds that were sowed, the weed was darnel. And darnel is a poisonous weed, organically related to wheat and difficult to distinguish from wheat in the early stages of its growth. This was such a dangerous weed that there was even a Roman law specifically forbidding sowing it. So sowing this in someone else's field was a true hate crime. You know, it's not like a passerby harvesting a few heads of grain because he was or she was hungry. A weed was hard to destroy. By the time the weed had grown enough to distinguish them from the wheat, the roots would be so intertwined with those of the wheat that pulling them up would destroy the wheat. Now, unfortunately, at that time, there were no crop dusters. The landowner in our parable took his loss in the yield of the wheat. But when the wheat, which did survive, ripened, and it and the darnel could easily be identified, he instructed his workers to cut and bind the weeds first and put them aside to be burned, and then to harvest the wheat. Yeah, the farmer had a reduced yield of wheat, but you know, the weeds weren't wasted. Kind of like the old saying, if you have lemons, make lemonade. In an arid region where firewood was scarce, the weeds would be used to heat to provide warmth and fire for cooking. A byproduct of the fire was that it destroyed the seeds of the weeds, which would keep them from populating further down the line. how does this parable apply to 21st century Christians? If we look at the population of today's world and say, well, let's let the wheat represent the good people, and the weeds represent the bad people. You know, we all have our personal ideas as to who is good and who's bad. Who's a Christian and who's not. And looking at the world, we will probably see that the weeds, the bad people, outnumber the wheat, are the good people. So, we could say that we are presented with a lot of lemons. So we have the opportunity to make a lot of lemonade. How do we do this? First, by example. Our example is a publicly devout Christian. A publicly devout Christian. Unfortunately, we Lutherans are sometimes shy about public displays of our faith. Compared to Joel Osteen, our public relations stink. We take comfort in the belief in our own salvation, but we are often hesitant to spread the good news to others. We should not be like the rich person who lives in a huge house, spends money on personal satisfaction. A person so rich that there is never an unfulfilled need, and yet does not reach out to their fellow man with helping aid. When we stay in our smug satisfaction of our salvation, in our beautiful houses of worship, listening to our worship leaders in their nice robes, and by not reaching out to the weeds of the world, we're behaving like the rich person I just spoke of. Sometimes we as a parish do not reach out to the weeds. We're very nice to people who visit our service. We introduce ourselves, invite them to have coffee, inquire as to where they're from, and try to make them feel at home. But once they're out the door, unless they choose to come back, we never see them again. We are poor at following up with a phone call to invite them back to Sunday service. And we are even less prone to invite them to a midweek event. In our daily lives, we tend to be so involved with earning a living, raising children, caring for grandchildren, or aged parents, that we feel we have no time to hold the weeds out of the wheat. Now, one does not have to be overt in looking for weeds. Many people are turned off if asked about their salvation. But you know, one can show their interest by example, by living our lives in public as well as in private, as examples for others to follow. There is a member of this congregation who does this in a wonderful way. A person that's been an inspiration for me. When asked how she is, whether by a friend or stranger, says, I'm blessed. And accompanies the reply with a big smile. No one has to ask the meaning of her words. It's apparent that this person feels truly blessed. And she projects this feeling onto others. Now we're all often asked, how are you? Kind of a rote question, isn't it? And most of us will say, fine. I try to be funny by saying something like, I'm careful. I urge all of you, to follow the example of the member of our Good Shepherd family. And when asked, how you doing? Say, I'm blessed. It opens the door, and sometimes people will ask, why are you blessed? When this happens, you have an opportunity to spread the good news. We can all be farmers. We can sow the good seed and spread the good news. We can spread the good news to the bad seed. And with prayer, open them to the joy of Christianity. Verse 37 of today's gospel. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. And to paraphrase verse 38, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. Just because one is the seed or child of an evil one does not mean that he or she is evil. But it may mean that they have not been introduced to the good news of Christ and to the good news of salvation. Let's pray. Father, help us to be good farmers and inspire us not to bring the weeds in our fields, but help us to bring